edu.
Bill Pearson Show here on Mix 93 WKMJ. We are talking about the big weekend down at Bowling Green. The Huskies playing the 18th-ranked Falcons on Friday night. Attendance was 3168 at that game, BGSU Ice Arena, and we got on the board at the 10:03 mark. Dylan Stamen, this was such a pretty play by the Huskies, making it a 1-0 lead.
Tad trying to spin away from a check there, and the Huskies do get it up to center ice. Over, 2-on-1 for the Huskies. Here comes Patan with Stamen. Over for Stamen, scores! Pretty goal for the Huskies. Patan to Stamen, and puts it in the net. The net with 9:57 left to go in the first period, 1-0 Huskies.
The third goal of the season for Dylan Stamen at the time. Alex Patan, Malcolm Gould get the assist. I love the pass from Gould in the neutral zone, coach, to go to Stamen and then back to Patan instead of going to Patan first.
Well, we worked on a lot of things on the bye week to help prepare for Bowling Green, and that's one of the things we really saw how they were physical and they really come out of their way to finish their checks, and they did on Malcolm. Actually, two BG guys came out to finish him off, and that's why we created the 2-on-1. But I'll even start with Mark Ock just making a simple play in the defensive zone. I thought our defenseman did a great job all weekend and limited their turnovers, but made some real good outlet passes and breakout passes, and that was one of them. And Mark Ock's name won't show up on the score sheet, but he really started the play, and great 2-on-1. I mean, Alex Patan, you know, probably how many? What was the attendance? 31.
31, yeah.
Yeah, probably 31,000 or 3,100 people thought that he would shoot that Alex Patan. You thought he'd shoot too. Everybody did, but yeah, he made a great play to Dylan, and Dylan had nothing but net to shoot it. I like how Alex froze the goaltender, just gave him a little drop of the shoulder, a little hesitation. That's what your really good players can do. I mean, they have that deception, and he showed it on that play, and Dylan had couldn't do anything but put it in the open net. So big goal, good start for us. I liked our first period overall. We were ready to play. We absorbed a lot of hits in that first period, but we moved the puck and we supported the puck well. I thought that was a real key, and we skated.
How much does Chris Nell, when they're coming down on that 2-on-1 rush, calculate, okay, this is Patan, this is Stamen? Does that factor in, do you think, the way he plays that 2-on-1?
I don't think so. I think it happens so quickly, the play, and he probably doesn't, you know, he probably knows who Patan is, so I'm sure he was more focused on him. So I guess in a sense, yes, but as far as who the other shooter is, I don't think so. So it seems, though, Bowling Green in most cases will give the goaltender the shot. And you'll see that. We'll talk about that the next night when Brent Paulta scores. But we noticed it more as the game wore on. And this first one, it didn't happen. I thought it might have been a little bit of a misread by the Bowling Green defenseman. Because normally on a 2-on-1, the Bowling Green defenseman will sort of give the shooter to the goalie and really take away the pass. Mm-hmm. And we saw that more on the weekend. And I think on this one, the defenseman just maybe a little miscalculation or played it how normally they don't. And I think that's another reason why Chris Nell was so focused in on the shooter.
Gotcha. So they made it 1-0 at the time. That was at the 10:03 mark. Dylan Stamen's third of the season. And he's been wonderful since he's been back, and he gets better every weekend. So, again, I'm calling these I call this type of goal, Coach, a Mark Johnson goal, because right. We haven't been scoring a lot of Mark Johnson goals with just seconds or hardly any time left in the period. And Matt Roy gets credit for this goal.
Inside the Bowling Green zone, back to the point. Here is Matt Roy, tipped in front, hit the side, and scores! Brent Gould just put it in and hit the side of the net, went off the back wall, came back to the side of the goal, and it kind of poo-cued in by Boltis. And he'll get credit for the goal, I believe. It's a 2-0 lead, Michigan Tech.
And I'm then glad I said I believe, because he did not. And it was he did get credit for the goal at first, and then it was taken back, and it was Matt Roy's goal.
It was. You know, and that's what I like about this team. They played it. We talk about it. You play till you hear the final whistle or the horn or siren to end the period. And Matt took a shot. We talked about, you know, like trying to get traffic in front. If we don't, we can use that shot off the back wall or end wall. And I thought originally, when you see it from the bench, it looks like Brent Baltus does hit it in.
Oh, absolutely.
Because he takes a swing at it, and about the same time, the momentum of the puck goes forward and goes in the net. So I'm not quite sure how they got in the net, but they did give the goal credit to Matt Roy. I don't know if it went off a defenseman's back of his leg or something. Just a weird goal, a little bit of puck luck there for us, but we earned it. The guys worked hard getting that goal, and doesn't a huge goal. Huge goal. Another goal near the end of the period.
Yeah, 1956, the time of the goal. Matt Roy from Jake Lucchini and Brent Baltus did get a point on that, so that was awesome. And talking to Matt Roy after, he said, no, Brent came up right after the goal and said, that's your goal, that's your goal. And they still got it wrong on the public address.
Right, yeah. But regardless, we'll take it. Right?
Absolutely. Doesn't matter how it goes in. So
they don't ask you how. They just ask you how many or who. How, you know,
that's right. And so it's 2-0 Michigan Tech after the end of the first period. We outshoot them, Coach. 17-5 in that first period, mostly because of great blocking of shots.
Yeah, we blocked a lot of shots, and one of the best games we had as far as getting opportunities on net and getting them through. I think the attempted shots in the first period were fairly even, but we got our shots through and on net and hit the net, and that was the difference. So there wasn't a big territorial, I think, advantage to us. It just we happened to get our shots through and on the goal.
So 2-0 Michigan Tech. We go to the second period, and the Falcons get on the board on a power play goal. Mitchell McClain gets the goal. Mark Cooper from Friedman at the power play. What happened on this, Coach, that we didn't do properly on that?
Oh, on the goal?
On the goal, yeah.
Yeah, it was, situation where, you know, it was an innocent play. They just got a shot through from the point, and there was some traffic at the net. And one of the things we need to work on better and continue to get better at is boxing out. And that means if you're a defenseman or a forward in the defensive zone, once a shot's taken, is you find opposing players trying to get to the net, and you box them out. You don't let them get to the net. And on some occasions, we turn and look for the puck and try to get the puck, and that doesn't always work. You want to let the goalie handle the puck, let him do his job and freeze it, and then you just make sure we don't let opposing players get to those loose pucks. So we could do a better job there. That's one of the few shots that sort of got through from the point on us also.
Left side to the net, bouncing puck, and I don't know how Phillips stopped it. Oh, they keep saying no, and now they say they score. Boy, they did not get a whistle on that one. Phillips cannot believe it.
So that was the goal. We come back and make it a 2-goal lead again. Joel Esperance, a redirect on a great shot from Alex Patan and Shane Hanna, also getting an assist on it to give the Huskies the 2-goal lead.
Shoveled back to the point. Can they get it to Patan? Quickly now over for Hanna. Now down low for Malcolm Gould. He'll shoot, and he got it to the side of the net. Right there was Esperance trying to bat it in. Kept in there by Hanna. Now it's Patan. Tipped in front. Scores! It is Esperance tipping it in. A power play goal for the Huskies, and holy cow, did Esperance need that goal here tonight.
Time on that goal was 10:44, a big goal for the Huskies and Joel Esperance.
Well, I don't know if he needed the goal, you know, but as bad as you make it sound, but it's always nice to score. Joel likes to score goals, yeah, so in that context, he hasn't scored for a while, so... You know, pressing a little bit, so it was important for him individually to score. But more importantly, it's bigger for our team to score. The bounce back, you know, they get the power play. They get within one, and then shortly thereafter, we get our opportunity, and our only opportunity of the night, I believe, right, Dirk? We only had one power play on Friday. So a big goal, but we changed our power play around this week. That's one of the things we worked on because how aggressive Bowling Green was. And I thought we did a real good job of controlling the puck on the I think we only had 3 power plays all weekend, and we came away with 2 goals. So this goal is very similar to the one we scored the next night. But Joel's a big body in front of that net there. It's hard for the goalie to see. We've been on our forwards to be in front of the goalie more, not to the side and try to redirect it. In this case, Joel did an excellent job. It was right on top of the crease. Goalie couldn't see what was going on, and a great deflection. Number one, good shot by Alex to get it through. Number two, a great deflection by Joel. And all more importantly, a huge goal at that point in the game.
Joel Esperance gets the goal, I believe his 7th, if I remember right. Alex Patan gets another assist, along with Shane Hanna. Power play goal at the 10:44 mark, giving the Huskies a 3-1 lead. But Bowling Green comes back with their 2nd goal of the game. Stephen Bayless gets the goal from Brandon Hawkins and Connor McDonald. This made it a 1-goal game again.
As Bowling Green will bring it up the ice now. Minute 38 left to go in the period. Here's Joel Esperance stepping in. Couldn't quite get to that puck. And the Falcons force a 2-on-1 back the other way. Hawkins across the line to the front. Saved by Phillips. Loose puck and it went in. Oh, Phillips tried to push it away. And when he tried to push it away, he batted it right back into the forecheck and it went back across the line.
So as you look at that goal again, Coach, what should have been done or what could have been done differently on that?
Well, first of all, they created a 2-on-1 in the neutral zone. We got caught on the wrong side of the puck. We thought we were going to be able to push the puck through them near about the red line. So all of our, not all of our players, but most of our players were going on the offensive side of the pile. And you know, there's a little scrum there, and we always tell our guys to be on the defensive side. And then if it goes through, you can use your speed and get the puck, but defensively you'll be in a good position. In this situation, we were thinking offense, and they transitioned us 2-on-1. I thought we played it pretty well, and Jamie made a great save, but a puck sort of rolled to him, and he should have just froze it. Like, he had more than ample time just to –